The new film, The Believers, is director John Schlesinger's first venture into the supernatural. It's about a religious cult that performs human sacrifices. Our movie critic Stephen Schiff has this review.
The Believers is a howling dog of a movie, an unrelentingly noisy creature that sinks its teeth into your calf and won't let go. Most of the time, it feels sort of like this.
No!
Little Chris is Martin Sheen's boy, and he's in grave danger. But then, so is Martin, and so are you, and so is everybody in New York. The big problem is Santeria, which sounds like something you might pick up from an unsavory locker room, but it's actually an evil religion from Africa. No, wait, it's not always evil. Sometimes the movie wants us to think that Santeria is okay. It's just that there's this really bad side of it that comes out whenever black people start playing conga drums. There's more than a shade of racism in this movie. See, the congas start pounding, and that's when this sinister-looking fellow with heavily mystical contact lenses shows up. And then people start finding severed cat's heads and jungle beads in Central Park. Martin Sheen bugs his eyes a lot as a police psychologist who begins to think Santeria may be responsible for a series of horrible child murders in New York. And Helen Shaver is all fear and trembling as his new girlfriend. She accidentally meets up with Mr. Contact Lens and soon comes down with a zit as big as the Ritz. I mean, this movie really knows how to make you cringe. In fact, that's all it seems to have on its tiny mind. There's no invention in it, no wit, no surprise, no real momentum. It's a film for people who like to leave the theater feeling that everyone they see on the street is probably concealing an ice pick. The director, John Schlesinger, made Sunday Bloody Sunday, and Darling, and Midnight Cowboy, and a couple of other distinguished films. But he apparently found his true calling 10 years ago with a movie named Marathon Man. In Marathon Man, Laurence Olivier played the meanest meanie imaginable. He wasn't just a Nazi, he was a Nazi dentist. We don't quite get Nazi dentists in The Believers, but how about this performance by Jimmy Smits, who usually plays the suave lawyer Cifuentes on L.A. Law?
Don't you come any closer, right? Don't come any closer!
Well, he's screwing around with you, Tom.
Can you call us in?
Called it in, Lieutenant.
Okay. Yes, what's the problem?
Oh, Christ. You see what they did to the kid in there? Did you see?
I saw. What do you know about it?
They took my badge.
Who took your badge? Who took it? Who took it, Tom? Come on.
You don't know what they could do to me.
You did a good job on this one. Now we're on top of it. You got to let us have it. We're going to go down to the station house and we're going to make a report.
No!
You can't stop them. You can't do anything. You don't understand anything.
Come on.
Oh,
come on, Tom. We go by the book. Give me the...
Shortly after all that screaming and yelling, Mr. Contact Lens puts snakes in poor Jimmy's stomach. And you thought adult entertainment was dead.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.